Yes, no harm.
Can I start?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I want to start my talk. The title is Remote Attestation on ARM Trust Zone OPT with Verizon Verifier. So this work is collaborate with Yuichi Sugiyama at Ricerca Security. So this slide shows today's contents. At first, I want to introduce OPT and Verizon. After that, I want to talk about my development, remote attestation on OPT with Verizon Verifier. It requires prerequisite and provisioning phase and remote attestation phase. I report the current status and I talked about three future plans, key management using HSML and secure boot confirmation and certificate-based attestation keys. And I want to conclude this talk. So, Cortex-A Trust Zone is very popular TE on smartphone. Not only the smartphone, the game machine use, for example, Nintendo Switch. OPT is an open source secure OS for Cortex-A. It follows the global platforms API, so global hot, GPT client API and GPT internal core API. The OPT has a simple attestation mechanism, but it does not satisfy the current remote attestation. So we developed a total remote attestation mechanism for OPT. So Verizon is a verifier, open source verifier based on IETF graph. This figure shows the role and artifact. Role means the person do something, and artifact is the information. This figure has two phrases. So the green part is roles at provisioning phase, and pink part is artifact at provisioning phase. So the roles send many information to verifier. Not only verifier, the information is used by attester. I talk the later detail. At remote attestation phase, verifier use these artifact and attester send the remote attestation evidence. The evidence is verified by attester and make a attestation result to relying party to decide the attester is trustful or not. So let's also require silver format for attestation evidence. We implement this part. So this figure shows software we developed. The most part is OPT. We developed OPT API to create the attestation evidence of TA, this part. API calls PTA, sudo TA. Sudo TA works as a part of OPT. The PTA measures the SHA-256 of OPT, this part hash, and create attestation evidence with Siva format. After that, PTA signs attestation evidence with ECDSA with SHA-256. We also developed sample softwares to test this part, sample TA, sample CA, client app, sample relying party, and sample setting of Verizon, a blue part we developed. So this here shows a provisioning phase. Before provisioning, we need some prerequisite. So endorser, in this case, OptiBuilder. OptiBuilder have to prepare signing private key and signing public key. Endorsement also prepare signing key ID and signer ID. And the reference value is offered by TA Builder. TA Builder offer TA ID, and after builds TA, they measure the hash. This information is used by provisioning. So blue part is attester, and yellow part is verifier. So at first, endorsement offers the signing private key and signing key ID and sign ID to PTA of Opti. It works as a signer. So TA get a TA ID from TA Builder. The hash value is valued at the runtime. So TA doesn't know the hash value. So signing public key and signing key ID and signer ID is used by Verizon, and as a reference value, TA ID and hash value is set to Verizon. Okay. So this part, I talk the future plan later. So this slide, another view of provisioning. So TA Builder prepare TA ID and make a TA. After that, TA Builder measure the hash value. Opti developer prepare signing key, private key and signing public key, and signing key ID and signer ID. Signing key is used by a PTA, and signing public key is used by provisioner. In this case, provisioner sets the verifier. So this slide is a result of Verizon provisioning. So this slide shows yellow part is signing public key and purple part TA ID. Blue part is share value of TA and green part is sign ID. So this slide shows the remote access phase. At first, CA or LAN party send a RA request. After that, verifier send back array request with nonce. So the client app send array request to TA. TA knows TA ID, so nonce and TA is used by RA API, and RA API is processed at attestation PTA and makes RA evidence. RA evidence sent back to verifier. So array result is sent to LAN party. If the array result is good, LAN party and TA makes secure communication. So current status, the code of Opti was merged by Opti original, and the sample code confirmed on QM and Raspberry Pi. We are now trying to add Opti examples. So from here, I want to talk about the future plan. So current implementation embeds the signing key in the PTA binary, so it's not so secure. So I want to use keep the key in HSM. So there are two solutions. We have another plan, white box cryptography, but white box cryptography are not so secure than HSM, we think. And we are now planning to use secure element or CAM of NXP CPU. It depends on our target board. So next future plan use secure boot confirmation, because current remote attestation does not measure the does not confirm the secure boot. However, the boot process of trust zone is mutable, because the BL1 is bootloader, but BL2 is mutable. So we can attacker can change the BL3 parts. So we want to we want to confirm the secure boot of secure OS, in this case Opti. So the third plan is certificate based attestation key. So current implementation use signing key directory. So it's not scalable. So we want to use PKI certificate based attestation key. In order to use PKI certificate, device builder become endorsement. Each device has its own keys PKI certificate. And the verifier also has to issue us root certificate. So it makes scalable. However, the endorser must take a PKI certificate for signing key, and the verification process is a little bit complicated. This figure shows the image. So in this case, there are two endorsements, device builder and Opti builder. Device builder prepare signing key, and the signing private key have to get a PKI certificate from root CA. So at the provisioning, the signing key and the PKI signing key ID and the PKI certificate is set by HSM device. So signing key is also assigned at PTA. The TA also has a TA ID, and Verizon verifier has to get a root certificate and other IDs and hash. So this figure compares the two implementation. unfortunately, this figure does not show scalability improvement, but future plan is more scalable. So it can keep the scalability. And another flaw is verifier, signer ID. So current implementer of institution use signer ID. However, there is no guarantee for signer. So if the code of signer should be verified, so the second future plan have take a secure boot confirmation will be this answer. Okay, I want to conclude my talk. I report the current Optis with Verizon Verifier. So there are three future plans. Thank you. Thank you for listening. How long signing key lives? Oh, in this case, signing key lives during we use remote PTA. So it cannot change. So if you want to change, you have to rebuild the PTA. Okay. Current implementation uses signer ID, yes, but there is no guaranteed now, so I want to improve. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess this part. So we also verify the BL2 and BL3. Yeah. Not only BLC, not only Opti only, okay.